Can tech lead the way?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The price of personal computers is coming down, and so are profits at Hewlett-Packard. The tech company reported after the bell yesterday its quarterly profit was down 19% from last year. Not good, but it was better than Wall Street was forecasting. Meanwhile, technology executives are talking optimistically. In a new survey, computer company CEOs predict their industry will recover before the rest of the economy. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Auditor KPMG finds that 8 out of 10 technology executives expect their business to power up next year. KPMG's Gary Matuszak says companies have delayed IT improvements during the slowdown.
As companies start to get a little bit more predictability into their own businesses, they're going to start to open up some of those projects again.
Executives say they're also investing in new technologies that merge computing with TV. But are skittish consumers ready to start buying? San Francisco University business professor John Fisher doesn't think so, at least until another big industry recovers first.
I think consumers are literally going to have to see their home prices stabilize and recover so that they get that fuel to actually have either mortgage equity withdrawals or borrowing potential to inject into the economy.
That means new gadgets will have to wait. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Okay, time to do the numbers. European stock markets are down about 1% this morning. This follows a bit of a tumble in Asia. Investors are wondering how much steam can be left in the Asian rally. Shanghai's volatile main index has lost almost 20% since early in the month. On Wall Street yesterday, better than expected retail earnings and higher house construction. That helped send the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ up about 1%. The Dow rose 82 points yesterday to 9,217. House Democrats are asking for detailed financial records from large insurance companies. The insurance industry opposes some parts of President Obama's plan to overhaul health care. Democrats from the House Energy and Commerce Committee have sent letters to dozens of big insurers telling them the government is looking into executive pay and other business practices in the health insurance industry. If you have state-subsidized health insurance, this is a tough time to lose it. That is what's happening to thousands of legal immigrants in Massachusetts. The move is supposed to save the state millions of dollars. Reporter Joel Rose says not everybody thinks it will.
Massachusetts officials say they'll still be able to pay for emergency care and a handful of other services. But for the most part, 30,000 legal immigrants will find themselves without insurance come next month. Franklin Soltz is with the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
They're getting letters right now in the mail that's telling them that starting September 1st, they're no longer receiving health care insurance. So they'll just sort of fall through the cracks.
Massachusetts lawmakers decided to cut $90 million from subsidized care for recent immigrants in order to help close a massive budget deficit. But Brian Rossman of the nonprofit Health Care for All questions how much those cuts will really save.
What it's going to mean is a lot more uncompensated care, people going to hospitals, often emergency rooms, which are the most expensive places to get care.
Ultimately, Rossman says the cost of care will be passed on to hospitals and taxpayers in the form of higher insurance premiums. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
The struggling video rental firm Blockbuster plans to offer movies that can be watched on Motorola wireless phones. This is Blockbuster's first step into mobile video, its latest effort at chasing down the customers who have abandoned the video store.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
This month, the state of Oregon joined a handful of others that allow their farmers to grow hemp. Cash Peters looks at how businesses are turning to this alternative product and dealing with the stigma that comes with it.
Hemp's an amazing plant. Ask Lauren Serban. He imports it.
It's the only plant around that can provide fuel, clothing, building materials, and medicine.
Told you, amazing. In the 1800s, it was grown all over the U.S. The first Bibles were printed on hemp paper. The first Model T Ford car was made from hemp. Then suddenly, in 1937, poof, it was gone. Made illegal under federal law. How come?
Well, a lot of people associate hemp with marijuana.
Yeah, right, yeah, that'll do it. Same plant, different uses. Since then, even though it has a whole bunch of environmentally friendly applications, it's been banned at the federal level. Ted McDonald is a strong hemp advocate. Why is it banned, Ted?
I wish I had an answer to say it would be simple. It's just clear this whole plot of land here and start growing hemp and make the products that we need to make, and life would be great, but it doesn't seem to be going that direction.
Well, no. I mean, it would help if the general public wasn't completely clueless about it.
Do you think hemp should be legalized in America?
I don't have any opinion on that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no opinion.
Go away.
I know nothing about hemp.
Do you want to sit down and I'll tell you all about it?
No, not at all.
Wow. The way Lawrence Serbin's company, Hemp Traders, gets around the law is to import it from China.
While it's illegal to grow hemp here, it's not illegal to import any of the hemp products.
How do you use hemp in your ordinary life?
Oh, well...
Is this laptop computer made of hemp?
No, but my shorts are made of hemp right here. In my refrigerator, I have some hemp seed milk.
Yeah, yes, the milk. We'll come back to that. Yet, oddly, consumers are slowly discovering hemp. Jay Beaton's just, you know, a guy, but he's been buying it for years.
There's a little store in Manitou Springs where I live, and there's a hemp store. They've got marvelous fabrics in there, you know, right down to hiking boots. They even sell hemp ice cream.
Okay, so this is hemp milk.
Hemp seed milk.
That tastes a bit like ground-up ceiling tile.
Does it?
So, not as versatile as we thought, then. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
Humorist Cash Peters. His latest book is called Naked in Dangerous Places. And finally, the makers of Sesame Street are producing a primetime special devoted to the recession. The episode will air on PBS stations on September 9th and will be brought to you by the letters AIG, GM, FDIC, GDP, S&P. Okay, in LA, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.